It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A certain headline caught our attention this week. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian will reportedly earn $600,000 for appearing at a Las Vegas club this New Year's Eve. Her attendance at other events is likely included in that sizable fee, according to the entertainment site Radar Online. In case you've been sheltered from the pop culture storm, Kim Kardashian turned her wedding earlier this year into a televised event called Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding. She also filed for divorce less than 3 months later. Kim Masters has covered the business of celebrity appearances for The Hollywood Reporter, and she joins us from NPR West. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Linda.
So these celebrity appearances and the fees that go along with them sound shocking to the average person. But I gather paying people to show up is something that happens in Hollywood.
Certainly it happens a lot. There are celebrities who get paid to go to an event like just a club in Vegas, which would be something right up Kim Kardashian's alley. There are celebrities who get paid sometimes seven figures to go to private parties, to give but one example, and there are many. The former head of NBC, Jeff Zucker, had wanted Kanye West but settled for Drake for his son's bar mitzvah. There are people who get paid just to show up when a store opens and walk around, walk the red carpet, have their picture taken. There are all kinds of ways to make money in Hollywood, and a lot of celebrities say yes, especially if their careers are not necessarily going full throttle.
So the figure reported in Kim Kardashian's case is $600,000. That seems like an awful lot of money. Is that a sort of regular amount?
It's an awful lot of money considering that Kim Kardashian is only famous for being famous. But there is a range for these things. Most people, if they're just appearing and turning up, would get a low six-figure payment, maybe $100,000, maybe a little more, depending on who they are. But if you're a singer and you're asked to perform, I am told if you open your mouth to sing, you're looking at a seven-figure payment.
You reported earlier this year on some celebrity appearances that kind of went sour.
Well, those were of a different nature, certainly. A group of celebrities that included Hilary Swank, Seal, Jean-Claude Van Damme went to what turned out to be a birthday party for the military leader of Chechnya. This became a big to-do, and particularly for Hilary Swank. You know, people might not be surprised to see Kim Kardashian turn up in Vegas, but when you have a double Oscar winner like Hilary Swank, who is considered more towards the A-list of stardom, showing up in an event like this, that creates a problem, and especially since she was warned in advance by a Human Rights Foundation that this was an ill-advised move, and her manager had responded that she was not going to go. But we live in an era of YouTube now, so it's not like she could discreetly slip into Chechnya and wish this guy a happy birthday. You know, she said initially that she didn't know who he was and she didn't know it was a birthday party, and it turned into an ongoing debacle. She was fired by her public relations agency, which is an unusual thing. It just has been extremely damaging for her.
So there can be repercussions?
Absolutely. I mean, this has happened before in the past. The Gaddafi family was bringing in all sorts of celebrities, and stars like Mariah Carey, Beyonce, 50 Cent, all had problems when they performed and had to give the money to charity, apologize, and try to put it behind them as promptly as possible. So these can be very toxic things, especially for stars with a certain type of image.
But then maybe not so much for Kim Kardashian.
Linda, I don't even think Kim Kardashian could get away with going to a Chechenian dictator's birthday party. But there is a group now that's trying to help stars vet these appearances. Apparently, their Google doesn't work as well as other people's, and they're going to help them advise them in advance if they have questions. You know, is it okay to go to Georgia, or how about Uzbekistan? It will just help people sort through these many requests.
Kim Masters hosts The Business on member station KCRW. Kim, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.